We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitch, if I ask you this question, tell me if you know what I'm talking about. Have you seen the elbow picture?
Yes.
Okay. The elbow picture heard round the world. Ian Rappaport yesterday tweeted out a photo of Jaden Daniels at his pro day. And this the picture is super weird.
Yeah, it is.
Super, super weird. I mean, if you haven't seen the photo of Jaden Daniels at his pro day, it looks – you know how the princess in England, like all the pictures they were saying was like fake AI, doctored, whatever – like, that to me looks like a fake picture.
Something is wrong with that picture. I don't think that that's how his elbow looked for real.
I agree. Now, the Twitter doctors got on this joint and started saying he's got elbow bursitis, that's why it looks so weird, et cetera, et cetera. I can tell you, I had elbow bursitis. Mm-hmm. I was drunk wrestling with my friend John Bennett. I elbowed his head, and it popped my bursa sac. And
I've had that.
Well, you probably got it playing sports.
I had surgery because of it, too.
Now, so they tried to drain mine a couple times. It didn't work. Eventually, they had to go in and take out my bursa.
Yeah, same thing.
But the whole thing took about a couple weeks, a month.
Yeah.
And really has never been an issue in the days, weeks, months, years now after.
What I didn't like about the picture, I just think people are always looking for something negative or something bad now.
Right.
I had surgery in 2001, and 2 weeks later, I was benching over 225 again.
Right.
And I never had a problem with it since.
I think, one, we don't even know if it actually is bursitis. Mm-hmm. Like, I think these pictures are funky. I think we also, that picture, keep this in mind, that picture is him in full LSU uniform.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he was wearing a hoodie. Like, that picture isn't from yesterday.
Yes, true.
And I just texted Sam Fortier, who was there, and Brian Kelly talked. Brian Kelly, the LSU head coach, you know, the one famous for his family. Brian Kelly said Daniels had bursitis in 2022.
Well, that was 2 years ago.
Also, even if he had bursitis this last season, watch the tape.
But that is the thing that I don't like about.
Like, bursitis ain't a bit. Like, I had it.
See,
and you had it.
Yeah. But that's why I don't like Twitter, because people can throw anything up from whatever year and make it seem like it's right now. And people normally just take it and run with it. You know? So I saw it. I saw pictures of it. And I was like, I am not retweeting this crap.
Well, dude. That picture's also clearly not from yesterday.
Yeah.
And whatever happened, he looked good yesterday. And he looked good all season. So I think if you want to freak out about Jaden Daniels' weird elbow photograph, I think you're missing the point.
Totally.
Like, I can tell you, I had bursitis. It's not a big deal. It's an annoyance. And then, you know, the actual procedure, when they try to drain it, hurts like hell. Once you actually have the surgery to pull that thing out, it's totally fine.
Yeah, I used to look forward to getting it drained.
Cause you're a lunatic.
I am. I'm a little weird. Cause
why?
Because
you liked like playing through the pain.
Well,
of
like
it?
Once they stuck the needle in, you know, I didn't mind just like, you know, trying to pull the stuff out. I did that with my knee as well. So I mean, but it's nothing that ails you or bothers you. If he said 2022, he played last season. In 2023 without it.
Right.
and people are still looking for stuff to try to make it into a negative. Makes no sense.
I think as good as Daniels was at his pro day, a lot of these pro days are whatever you thought before, unless, like, you know when you're trying to apply for a new job, and first you probably have a phone interview, and then you have an interview with maybe, like, the person that's going to be your direct boss or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then if they bring you in for a third interview, it's basically just to make sure you didn't grow a second head and you don't curse out the owner of the company. Like, pro days at this point, if whatever opinions people have on these guys are pretty well situated. Done. And it's just a matter of, all right, well, you didn't throw and at the combine, so let's see you throw. If Washington is in on Jaden Daniels, a weird internet photo of bursitis ain't going to impact it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to do medicals, they're going to do everything, they're going to have dinner, they're going to have meetings. If they want somebody else, if they want Drake May or Bo Nix or J.J. McCarthy, I don't think yesterday's pro day is going to make a huge difference. But what we know is they're going to go through the process. Adam Peters proved it with the coaching search. They're going to go through their process every step of the way, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Totally.
I thought this was interesting from Tony Pauline, who doesn't get kind of the national credit he should. That dude is super wired in the scouting community. Pauline said that one source told me that while J.J. McCarthy of Michigan had a better pro day workout, Daniels is a much better arm talent by a wide margin. Few on hand believe the Commanders will take McCarthy over Daniels with the second selection. That's where I land too, especially mm-hmm. knowing that it's kind of smokescreen season a month, you know, a little less than a month out from the draft. And dude, like B, let's equate this to you and I.
Mm-hmm.
I can go out and have the best round of golf in my life. And maybe on that round of golf, I beat you. Let's say I shoot at 83 and you shoot an 85, right? You're still the way better golfer.
I drank too much that day, right?
Sure, whatever it was.
Okay.
Maybe you got elbow bursitis that day. But like,
no, I got
JJ could crush his pro day.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But Daniels is the better prospect.
But see, this is the thing also, though. Like you know, I think people try to make things into something. You watch a guy play for 4 or 5 years. You watch both of them play. Let's say it's your last 3 years or whatever. And you watch one and you have an opinion of him. Then you take one and you have him throw on air. Okay? And the other one throws on air. You going to completely change your whole mindset about that? After seeing 3 years of it? See, this is what the Twitter world does. But this is not what GMs and scouts and coaches do. They are going to go with the historical aspect of it. Who's been the best the whole time? Who's done things a different way? You know, right now, I'll tell you what I think is playing up. Everybody's talking about J.J. McCarthy. They're talking about, you know, now they have – see, the thing is, you had Jaden Daniels against May. Now it's J.J. Daniels against McCarthy. If one guy is always against everybody, it's just like, you know, Apple to being against every other phone out there. Xerox back in the day against every copy machine. So he must be the top guy or one of the next guy after Caleb, since he's already going number one.
Right.
Because everybody wants to compare everyone to him. So something is happening there. But my thing is, no one's talking about May now. Can he be secretly sneaking up that thing?
Maybe. I think he's at his pro day right now, yeah. Actually. It's either today or tomorrow. I'm blanking on the day. I think it's today. And there's going to be footage of that on NFL Plus. You know, Washington's going to have people there. They're going to have people at all of these things.
Yeah.
I think if you like May, cool. These are all really good prospects. I think you can argue that Caleb, Jaden, Drake are elite prospects, and you don't often get those. Yeah, you can watch. All right, so Drake May Pro Day live if you get NFL Plus like B and I do. If not, I think they're going to have coverage on NFL Network later. I think Drake May, you know, I've watched some interviews with him. There is reason to love the kid. I would go Jaden ahead of him, but it doesn't mean one is right, one is wrong.
Yeah.
I did get this text from a buddy that was – this is from a buddy of mine. said, I talked to a kid yesterday who played wide out at Carolina and caught passes from both Sam and Drake. He told me that Drake should be the number one pick in the draft. I asked if he was better than Sam, and he just laughed.
Who did?
The wide out, when asked if Drake was better than Howell, he just laughed. I think that tells you plenty for the concern that, oh, this is just a bigger Howell. Like, I think he's a far more elite prospect. I think he was a Bama recruit that decided to stay home and go to Carolina because his brother went there, his father went there. He was a big-time prospect. So was J.J. McCarthy also. J.J. McCarthy was a five-star, I think, out of Cali. That was a big deal for him to go and stay at Michigan. I think these are all really good players, really good prospects. I don't know that Washington can go wrong. I know that if it's up to me, I'm going with Daniels. Yeah. It's a playmaker league, and that dude makes plays.
Yep, I'm with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.